This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Francis of Paola. Jesus once said to his disciples, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Move,' and it would move, for nothing will be impossible to you." Francis of Paola was a man who satisfied the words of Christ. His life was filled with miracles, which he worked out of love for his fellow men. Francis was born in 1416 in the town of Paola, Italy. He was the only child of a devout peasant family. His parents, Giacomo and Vienna, had prayed to have a child for 15 years. Finally, their prayers were answered, and they named their son Francis, after their favorite saint, Francis of Assisi. Only a month after his birth, an abscess developed in his left eye. Local doctors could not help. His desperate mother took her baby to the nearby church and offered her son, when he turned 13, to the nearby Franciscan monastery for 1 year, where he would wear the monk's habit and follow their rule of life. Her confidence in Saint Francis was rewarded, for several days later the eye was completely healed. His family started each day by attending early Mass and praying the rosary. Over the years, Francis grew to prefer prayer to anything else, so much so that his worried mother sometimes insisted that he stop his prayers and leave the house for a while to get some fresh air and exercise. When Francis was 13, he had a vision of Francis of Assisi, who reminded him of his mother's pledge that he was to enter the Franciscan monastery. Here he was taught to read and write, to study the writings of Francis of Assisi and the Bible. Young Francis gladly accepted the Franciscan way of life and surprised the monks as he dedicated himself entirely to God. At least three miracles occurred during the time Francis was in the monastery. The first was that of bilocution, in which he was actually seen to be physically present in two places at the same time. The second was to cause wood to instantly burn into flame to prepare supper, which was late because he was praying in the chapel. The third was to carry lighted coals in his hands from the kitchen to the church to light the incense without being burned. Even though the monks tried to persuade him to stay at the end of his year, Francis left the monastery and with his parents visited Rome and the Basilica in Assisi dedicated to Saint Francis. These visits convinced Francis that his life was to be one of extreme self-denial and dedication to the service of God and the poor. When he returned home, he resolved to become a hermit and lived in a cave near his home. Each day he walked to Mass at the church several miles away, ate the fruits which grew in the woods, and prayed to God. Life was not easy, though, because the devil almost continually tempted him. But victory over these thoughts brought visits from angels and special graces from God. 5 years passed until one day he was discovered by hunters who were following a goat. Word spread about this holy young man, and soon people started to visit him, asking for help and advice. He took this as a sign that he was to leave his cave and help others. He was just 19 when he decided to move to the small stone hut near Paola and his parents. From among his first visitors, three men asked to join him in following his way of life. They all wore a simple brown robe made like a sack with two holes for their arms, a piece of rope for a belt, a hood, and no shoes. Later, still more asked to join him, and he recognized that God wanted him to form a religious community. The rules of his order were based upon the practice of evangelical penance, which, he said, was the basis of a holy and useful life. Beside the perpetual vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, he required constant fasting with nothing eaten between meals and only one main meal a day. Everyone was to abstain from eating meat, eggs, milk, and other animal foodstuffs except those who were sick. The monks gathered several times during the day and night for community and private prayers. They also heard Mass, received communion, and went to confession each day. All monks were required to help fulfill the spiritual and temporal needs of everyone they met on their daily rounds, all in the name of charity. The rigors of this life, when performed with love, must not have been too severe, for Francis lived until he was 91 years old. He named his order the Mimini, which means the least important. As news of His Holiness spread, people came from all over Italy to beg him to start monasteries in their towns so they could benefit from the good works of his followers. Francis was continually in touch with divinity. He worked many miracles while the first monastery was being constructed, all in the name of charity to help others. Insufficient food supplies were miraculously increased to feed everyone. Scarce drinking water was made plentiful when he struck the ground with a stick. Stone columns and heavy logs were carried easily by one man. Even a man crushed to death by a fallen beam was brought back to life, all in the name of the love of God. Francis explained it this way, "Do not be so amazed, brothers, for it is only proof of the grace of God." The life of Francis was so marked with miracles performed for others that he became known as the miracle worker. But he reminded those who asked favors of him that his miracles had to be consistent with God's will. Francis is often shown in pictures and on medals as standing on the ocean holding his cloak up like a sail. This miracle took place when he was 48 years old in front of many people who at that time were preparing to board a ferry boat destined for Sicily, which was 4 miles away. He had no money, and his request for transportation in the name of charity was scornfully refused by the ferry captain. Undisturbed, Francis knelt in prayer for a time. Then he went to the shore, placed his cloak on the water, and glided across the entire distance to the other side, followed by the embarrassed captain and passengers in the boat. This was witnessed by large crowds on both shores. In 1483, at the age of 67, Francis left Italy. He had been ordered by the Pope to attend to the health of Europe's most powerful king, Louis XI of France, who had suffered a paralyzing stroke, and had requested Francis to come, hoping to be cured. Although Francis did not cure the king, because it was not God's will, he did change the monarch's attitude toward life, so that before he died, in God's grace, he became cheerful and more tolerant of others. Francis even used his powers of prophecy to help the French rulers avoid future mistakes. By the time he was 88, Francis had been a major influence in the lives of 5 kings and 7 popes, not only in Italy, but also in France. The saint encouraged interested women to follow his rules of life and formed convents for them. Lay people were also able to join a third order. Francis died at the age of 91 in 1507, and within just 12 years was declared to be a saint in heaven by the Pope. The number of monks in his order, the Mimini, or the least, grew to more than 12,000 in 500 monasteries throughout the world. The French Revolution and Napoleon suppressed their order and destroyed many of their monasteries. However, with renewed interest in religion, the order began again to grow. Christ told us that love is what His Father expects from us. Since Francis was rewarded so abundantly for loving God, shouldn't we be encouraged to do the same?